They've made a massive amount of difference. Young staff now, young guys, don't really want to go and stand in a parlour for 8 hours a day milking cows. They want modern technology, so if you want the best staff, you've got to pay and have modern equipment. But as far as the actual milking the cows go, it's brilliant. So the basically it's the same every single time, whereas with a person, there is always margin of error. The robot never messes up, it never loses its rag with the cows, it just keeps on going. It tests the milk from the cow every time it milks it, so you can tell whether something's wrong with the milk, and it'll automatically separate it if there is something wrong with the milk. And all the information that you actually get from the transponder that's on the cow's neck just is invaluable. You can tell when the animal's on heat, you can tell whether it's not eating properly, you can tell whether they're lame because they haven't been moving around. Add all that together and the whole welfare of the cow is just incredible.
I was going to say, it's amazing how much you can find out now then.
You've almost got information overload at some points. It can give you so much information, and that's actually the learning part, is actually working out which information is important, which information is not. And to be fair, you have to be reasonably computer literate to be able to use it. It's not possibly, for some of the older farmers may not quite get it as well as the younger farmers.
And what did the cows think? Did they realise this is a new piece of technology? Were they a bit sort of hesitant to go near it? Or
The cows actually love it. So we, about 5 months before the robots went in, we put in what's called an autopilot feeder. So they started eating their nuts in the autopilot feeder. And then in March, about 2 days before we went live, we put the cows through the robots just to get food, so they were used to walking into them. And when we actually went live with the milking, it was just so smooth, it was unbelievable. They all were used to walking into the robots, they just walked in. We had a few of them kicking the robot a bit as it sort of started brushing their teats and things like that, because they weren't used to it. But probably 99% of them actually didn't even move when the robot started up.